The College Experience, Wisconsin Badgers at the Michigan Wolverines, on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. Yes, that's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you'll get a free t-shirt as well. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, BETTOR, edge.com, promo code SGP. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Experience, Wisconsin Badgers at the Michigan Wolverines, Big Ten college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Danter Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and we are picking a dandy. Maybe the best, actually the best game of the day. A lot of good games, but I mean, I couldn't even do enough preview pods. Between the national championship and covering that thing, and then the fact that there's a slew of good college basketball games. Duke, Virginia Tech, I previewed that one. I previewed Alabama, Kentucky, and I got this one in. I'm sorry, Kansas and Oklahoma State. It's a great game. It should be previewed. Didn't have the time. Other great games I'm intrigued to watch as well. Are out there as well. Ole Miss, Florida. TCU, Oklahoma, Syracuse, North Carolina, Providence, Marquette. Sorry, but even Butler, St. John's, I would watch. Big time basketball games going on tomorrow. And this is the biggest, I think. I tried to rate them. This is just a really compelling matchup. You got the how about this kid, Hunter Dickinson for Michigan? He's been a complete stud. I watched that Minnesota game a week ago, and the guy just absolutely killed it. I think he scored I think he had like 28 points and like 10 boards, or I think maybe 9 or 10 boards. Just absolutely killed it. This kid's, I think, one of the best stories in college basketball right now, because with him, all of a sudden, Michigan, I know their strength of schedule is not amazing. I don't care if you're in the Big Ten. I would actually argue that. I mean, look, Michigan's strength. Let's go game by game here. They beat Bowling Green by 14 in a game I covered. I locked up Bowling Green. I think it was getting 15. And Bowling Green, I think, is a solid team in the MAC. They beat Oakland. Now, this one in overtime, I get it. Oakland's not good. Should have never happened, but it's early in the year. Then you get they beat down Ball State by 19. They beat UCF by 22, and UCF beat Florida State. UCF solid in the AAC. I don't expect them to go dancing, but at the same time, they're still a solid team. I think that's a solid win. Then they take down Toledo, which I think could be dancing perhaps. And I mean, Bowling Green and Toledo are contenders in the MAC, and they beat Toledo by 20. Then they play Penn State, beat them by 4. Penn State's a solid team. Penn State beat Virginia Tech in Blacksburg by 20. Then they take down Nebraska by 11. They take down Maryland by 11. Maryland's proven to to be a solid team. Then Northwestern, everyone was, oh, they're the Cinderella of the season. Well, they hit a rough patch now, but they beat Northwestern by 19. And then they just dismantled Minnesota by 25 points. I don't understand how that the strength of schedule. I mean, I don't buy into the strength of schedule sometimes. I really don't. But I can tell you, man, am I excited to check out this game, because with Hunter Dickinson playing the way I saw him play the other night, you add him to Isaiah Livers. I like to say Livers. I last episode, some fans were giving me shit about that, and I appreciate that tweet. But at the same time, I was purposely being sarcastic, just because for the past 2 years we've had it as a thing. Is it Livers? Is it Livers? I've heard announcers say this, so it's kind of like become like a joke within the show. Anyway, Livers and Livers are playing great this year, or each year. I've always been a fan of Isaiah Livers. So 14 points a game, 5 boards. This guy's playing great ball. Franz Wagner playing good ball, 12 points a game. They got 3 guys averaging in double digits, but right outside that, Shaldae Brown and Eli Brooks. That's what's impressive, I think, is the depth of this team is solid. It's really solid. You go deep into that bench. Even a guy like Brandon Johns, I've been impressed with when I've seen him play. So, and what's crazy is this Michigan team really, in that Minnesota game I watched, really was a force in the paint. Just destroyed them in the paint. I think if you're Wisconsin, well, the first thing that jumps out now, to go through Wisconsin's schedule, I actually think you could make the case that Michigan's played better teams. Or maybe it's on par. Because Eastern Illinois, Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Green Bay, those are nothing. All right. They've both played Nebraska and won. Wisconsin lost to Marquette in Maryland, right? The Maryland game was in Madison, which was shocking to me. But the Maryland's a good team still. They have, you know, they recruit well. They got a strong pedigree. So, but their wins, as far as win quality wins, they beat up on Rhode Island. They took down Loyola Chicago, the Ramblers, and Porter Moser squad. Then they took down, they just destroyed Louisville. I know Carlick Jones wasn't available, but they just destroyed them. And then they took down Michigan State in East Lansing by 9, Minnesota in Madison by 12, a double overtime win against Indiana in a wild one. I had Indiana plus 8. So I had to sweat that one. They won by 7, against Indiana, which I think Indiana is playing some really good ball right now. I think they're flying under the radar a little bit, but this Wisconsin team, I think, has the formula to really be a problem in March and really be a problem for this Wolverine team. And it starts, I think, with the fact that they start 5 seniors. I mean, you don't have to look that far. That's always good in college basketball. Another thing I would say, and I think every preview, if you're previewing this game, one thing that jumps out right away is Wisconsin is one of the best 3-point shooting teams in the country. 41%, almost 42%. And 3 of their starters, Davison, Trice, and Potter, are shooting better than 42% from 3. The reason why I mention this is because Michigan has been horrible defending the 3 this year. They're 11th in the Big Ten currently, allowing opponents to shoot 36.4% from 3. They have gotten better the past 2 games. So the past 2 games, they've held the 3-point shooting to 29%. So perhaps they're working it out. But I can tell you this, man, I like a senior led team that can shoot that well, can really spread you out. Going to be really exciting to watch really the matchup with the big men. Who's going to guard Hunter Dickinson? You know, I think that is going to be really, I'm imagining it's Potter, but that's a really interesting matchup there. Maybe they go Rovers. I could see it going Rovers, maybe to keep Potter in the game, not to get in foul trouble. But both of those forwards playing huge for the Badgers there. Micah Potter getting about 13 points a game, 7 boards. But at the same time, Nate Rovers, who I used him in my DFS lineup, win me some money last week. He's getting 10 points a game, 4 boards, 1.3 blocks. So I think, yeah, that's probably the move, is put Rovers on him and then have Potter free to stay out of foul trouble, being that he's your better scoring option. But the guard play, talk about another, you know, big time factor. Dimitri Trice and then Brad Davison, even Jonathan Davis, because he gets a solid amount of burn, and Trevor Anderson as well, going up against the depth and the guard play of the Wolverines with Brown and Brooks and Wagner and Mike Smith plays quality minutes. So I really intrigued to watch this matchup. Vegas is currently saying, what is this? Where is this game? Vegas is currently saying this line is Michigan. It opened up at -3. I'm seeing it at -4 right now. I think you got to take Wisconsin. I mean, I just think they're more, Michigan hasn't been tested in a long time since the Oakland game. Really, the last close game they played in was on November 29th, Sunday, November 29th against Oakland. I just think they're due for I guess they had the Penn State game. Penn State game was a 4-point win. Every other one besides that's been blowouts. I think Wisconsin's better than Penn State. I think they're better than Oakland. And I'm really intrigued to watch this match. What's the key to winning, I think, for Michigan is basically, I think, shutting down that three. I would also say, can they continue to be that big of a force in the paint? Because if they can do what they did against Minnesota with their bigs and just in the paint, getting it, driving to the basket, they could really, really put it on. Was completely impressed with that performance. And obviously I think if you're a Wisconsin fan, hit your threes, spread the ball around. You're a senior led team. That's why I like this play is taking the Badgers here. So I think they're going to make the extra pass. They know their game. And I think Michigan is due for a loss. I'm going to say take Wisconsin on the money line. Can't wait to watch this one though, because Hunter Dickinson is one of the best. And I haven't watched enough to tell you the truth from Alexandria, Virginia though. This kid has been a stud. I've been watching as much as I can, but when there's 330 teams, you're bouncing around. So, I mean, I was really got a chance to really check him out in that Minnesota game. I mean, I watched other games too this year of Michigan. I actually watched the Oakland game. I watched the Bowling Green game. So I've seen a decent amount of them, but I just came away really, really impressed in that Minnesota performance. So that's going to be one to really watch, especially as the season progresses. But hey, Michigan right now, Juwan Howard, you got to give it up to him. Phil Martelli getting it done from the coaching point of view. But they are going to get tested. I mean, this Big Ten is just completely unbelievable this year in college basketball. Because after this, guess what? They're right back at Minnesota, who they just played like a week ago. And then they get Maryland, who they just beat on New Year's, I feel like. Then at Purdue, then Indiana, then at Northwest. I mean, just a murderer's fucking row here. Someone's going to bite them. And I think the best chance probably over the next few games, Minnesota could too, but I think Wisconsin, I think this is a dangerous, dangerous spot for Michigan. Going to be interesting to see if they can pull it off or not. I say take the Badgers on the money line. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We're available on all platforms and we handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. And I say we, because I'm normally joined by my co-host Patty C and NC Nick. They are not currently available to do this one. But we have been handicapping every single game for 4 years now. We've never had a losing season. And as a collective and individually, none of us has ever had a year where we lost in our picks. Picking every fucking game. I think that's impressive. And then also on our locks, we've been way over 500 each and every year. We give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And, we tweet them out daily, and I'll give you the Twitter handles in a second here, but you got no excuses. I mean, 1 year you could say, look, 4 years in, fuck you. We know what we're doing and this is easy cash. Just follow our locks and you will make money this year. It will be an extra source of income for you. You can take your kids to Disney World. Just don't let one of those fucking alligators bite them, you know? But look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. I don't believe in that shit. Honestly, I don't, but I can tell you what I do believe in is kindness. All right. We do these things. I hopefully keep you entertained with all the shit we do throughout the year for us or for you guys. So hopefully, you won't have a problem giving over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review and saying some nice things about us. We feel like we deserve it. And oftentimes sponsors have told us that's like a big thing. They like to see fans engaged talking about the product they're about to invest in. So perhaps you do that. And then some company gives me tons of money to say, you know, whatever the fuck their product is, you know, and then, you start winning. I give you more breakdowns. You start winning more money. All right. You say, fuck Disneyland. We're going to fucking Jamaica. Do people still go to Jamaica anymore? I mean, I guess right now with COVID, but I mean, like, you remember that Tom Cruise movie Cocktail? I remember watching that as a kid. I was like, Elizabeth Shue was so fine. And, I don't know. I wanted to go to Jamaica, but I feel like no one talks about going to Jamaica anymore. Why? Just because they kidnapped Johnny Cash? I don't know. Anyway, maybe you go to Jamaica. Maybe you go to every island on the fucking universe. All right. You're in Tahiti sipping alcoholic beverages out of a coconut. You know what I mean? Wife loves you, taking you to Plowtown every night, or you're taking her to Plowtown every night, whatever it is. Anyway, please give us a 5-star review. And if you do, make sure you take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll enter you in a raffle a fixed raffle. All right. Probably if I had to imagine, I don't know any of this. I'm in the dark here, but if I had to imagine how the election is probably ran in Jamaica, if not Jamaica, then one of those other islands like Cuba or something, it's a rigged election. This is a rigged thing that I'm doing here. Well, you will win a college experience t-shirt. How about that? You take it on the beach. Or you take it with you on that trip to the islands. People will love you for it. Random islanders trying to give you hummers just because they see that shirt. Saying, man, you look good with a nice new shirt, not that wrinkly old shit you've been wearing. So please, come on, get over there, do it. 5-star review. Tag me at the Colby D on Twitter. Also give me a follow. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. He makes all the picks with us. Same with NC Nick. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Check out all of his great writings over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And we are affiliated with the Sports Gambling Podcast, so make sure you give them a follow. At the SGP Network. Jeez, brain fart. And then, dude, it's been a long day. I got the college football national championship, so I've been doing that, breaking down all these games. So give them a follow. Give all of us a follow. Shit. And yeah, check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. That's like a house party of DJs all sitting in there. You're going to get some betting advice on, you know, Wisconsin Green Bay starting small forwards out. He's out. He got the flu. Or I saw him at a bar last night. You know, that's the type of intel you're going to get. And then you're going to win more money. So get that. Go check out that Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. And, all right, guys, this is the Wisconsin-Michigan preview. I say take the Badgers. Going to be really interesting to watch that matchup, though, of Rovers and Potter essentially against Dickinson and Livers and Livers, you know? Livers and Livers. All right, guys, I say take the Badgers in the points. The experience is going to pay off, I think. Can't wait to watch this one. This is a 5-star, you know, you gotta check this one out, all right? Give me the Badgers to get it done. Must watch TV. You better start thinking about yours on the college experience. And we out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.